Hey. Hey. No. What is that? What is that? What is this? Give me your hand. Give me your arm. God damn it. What is this? No, I see bumps and bruises everywhere. What is that stick on your hair? Why is your hair all messy? And you have scratches on your forehead. And you got a bruise right in your cheek. Come here. What the fuck? Who did this to you? Did he do this to you? He did this to you, didn't he? He did this to you. For fuck's sake, I knew he was bad. I knew he was fucking bad. I knew it. 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 This motherfucker, the minute I fucking see him, I'm gonna fucking kill him. I knew he was bad for you. I knew he was fucking bad for you. Jesus fucking Christ, I shouldn't have let you go on that date with him. Fuck, I shouldn't have. Oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Fuck. Oh God, what am I thinking? What am I thinking? We need to fix you first. We need to make sure you're taken care of. Are you okay? Did you fall on your head or anything? Did he hit you in the head? Do you have a concussion or something? I don't know. Oh, fuck. I should. I don't even know the first thing about fucking first aid. Jesus Christ. Are you okay? Do you need ice? Anything? What do you need? Wait. Why are you smiling? Oh my God, did he fuck with you mentally? Hello? Why are you smiling? Why are you laughing? Oh my God, you're scaring me. No, this is not. What did he do to you? What did he fucking do to you? Why the fuck are you laughing? Oh. Well, if he didn't do it, then what the fuck happened to you? Was it the other boys? Was it his friends? Because I saw that you guys were gonna hang out with them and maybe they did. Oh. I'm sorry. How the fuck did you fall down a fucking hill? And why were you even on a hill dressed like that? You know what I mean. You're in a pretty, very pretty summer dress. Your heels look just perfect. Your face, if it weren't like filled with scratches and tiny bruises, looks really well done and made up. And your hair, oh, this is nice, really looks nice. And your skin, like, usually they're smooth and now they have bumps and bruises. Like, it's obvious to me that I thought that you guys were on a fucking date, having dinner in some fucking restaurant, and maybe he hurt you out. I don't know. I don't know. You didn't tell me. You could have told me first. You could have told me first that you were on a hill picnic with your other friends, and you felt. Jesus Christ! Why would they even let you leave like that? You can't. You came to me because you needed. Okay. Well, why didn't they help you then? They had to because of their fucking boyfriend. Okay. I see it. I see it. You were having a picnic with your other girlfriends. They had to go because their boyfriends were starting to call them. So you were left alone and you came to me. Okay. And where's that dick? He ghosted you. Okay. Okay, he ghosted you. Okay. Okay. You know, you could have just led with that. You know, you could have just said, "Hey, I fell down the hill." You could have texted me, said you were gonna pop in, and you know, like, you're all looking like a fucking mess. And me, I wouldn't have panicked. I wouldn't have overreacted. But I was right. I didn't know that he was an asshole because he ghosted you. Maybe not hurt you physically, but he ghosted you, and that was still bad. That was still awful. That was horrible. He shouldn't have done that. You don't deserve that. And those girlfriends of yours. I don't care if they're your fucking coworkers, but I need to have a conversation with them for you just letting you go like that, not even caring for you. Like, Jesus. Jesus, fuck, woman. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. It was just a surprise. It was just a surprise for me, okay? We're good. Are we good? Are you good? But you don't. Aside from the injuries that I'm seeing right now, are you good? Well, fuck yes, I'm worried about you. You come here and you look, you know, you look all like that, and I'm not used to seeing you like this, and I know you were supposed to meet that guy, and I knew something was wrong with him, and I didn't tell you, and I felt guilty, and I didn't tell you because you genuinely looked happy with him, and I just wanted to let you go before I say anything. And I trusted my gut that he would be okay, but apparently you came here and you look like he beat you up, but he didn't. It's just, you're just a klutz. You're just a adorable fucking klutz. And now I'm fine. Let's not put the spotlight on me, okay? Let's focus and get a look on you, because holy shit, I don't know how the fuck you tumbled down the hill and did not break your legs. But you know what? I should be thankful that you did not break your fucking legs. Oh my god, how the fuck did you even? You were twirling, and then your heel. You are a fucking klutz. Jesus Christ. All right, let's get you cleaned up. Come on. What do I have here? No. Sit down. No. You don't. No. Take a seat. I said sit down. Sit down. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what to do to, like, I have ice packs and something for your face. But I'm not sure if that's gonna be okay, because you said you were gonna meet your parents in a bit. Yeah. I'll get you an ice pack. Here. And here's some water too. You okay? Don't look at me like that. As I said, like, you're my best friend. If I see you like that, I don't know, I just get worried. Just something in me acts up and, like, what am I supposed to do? I see you hurt, and I'm gonna do everything I can to comfort you and make you feel good again. Let me see your face. Well, the good news is, even with a fucking bruise like that, you still look very pretty, so you've got that going for you. Yeah, of course, you don't want your parents to freak out like this. Let's just wait a little bit for the thing to subside. It's swelling a little bit, but hopefully we'll have time to help you recover. And you should be more careful, you know that? Like, we've been friends for a while, and I've always been the one to take care of you and make sure that you're good. And I know you know, we're both big, we're, well, not big, but we're both old, we're independent now, and we have our separate lives. But I can't help but worry sometimes. Because I'm not used to not seeing you and not being able to, you know, come in and help you however you need. Like, even if I'm just behind your back and cheering you on, like, I'm not used to not being able to do that anymore, so I should have not panicked and freaked out like that. It's demeaning to your character, because I know that you're much stronger, and I know you can take care of yourself. Just something in me just really freaked out seeing you like this and not knowing the full context of it. And I should have let you talk. I should have let you tell the whole story. I'm sorry. Of course. I'm your best friend. And even if that's all I'll ever be. Nothing. You didn't hear anything. I was just thinking of something. I had a couple of games, and I was supposed to play Siege with the crew online, but I can skip that for now. You matter more. You matter much more. So they'll forgive me. It's not like we're playing professional, anyways. It's just casual shit. So I can take care of you first, and I will always put you first. You should know that. How's that ice? Good for you? Yeah, that swelling's getting a little bit less of an issue. Also, I forgot to take off that stick on your hair. Sorry. Am I too close? Right? I don't know, but I kind of feel frozen like this. But you look very, very pretty. That's all. Sorry, I should take the stick off. I'm sorry I froze out. Whew. Well, now you're complicating things a bit more. Spur of the moment. Yeah, everything about you is a spur of the moment, if we're being honest with each other. It's not that I didn't like it. I loved it. I mean, woman. This thing. I'm happy. As I said, I love it. It's just, I know you know that I see you more as a best friend. But no one else knows that. And quite frankly, if I'm being honest, you look pretty fucking straight, okay? I know my gaydar is usually good, but you don't. I didn't see. You were. I was just dude after dude after dude after. What am I going to. How am I supposed to. How am I so. That's. I mean, it's why we've. Don't pull. If you're kissing me like this. Is this what makes you happy? Is this what... am I what makes you... That's all I wanted. I don't... Even now, like, no, I'm not thinking about the future. I'm not thinking about months down the line because what you... I just want to know. If for this moment, kissing me made you happy, tell me. You know how I feel about you, and I don't think I need to stress that out. Especially after my display of stupidity a while ago. You know my feelings have never wavered. But I honestly can play me like a fiddle and I won't give a fuck, but what really matters to me right now is if you kissing me is not just a game, you know, not just to tease me. I don't want to see. It's just a prank, bro, even though I know you're not going to do that to me, but I want to know. I want to know. Does kissing me make you happy? Not for the future, not for the next months, not for the weeks. I'm not going to tie you down, like, unless you like that. I mean, I'm not going to tie you into commitment, but I just want to know if that made you happy. If this made you happy. Because that's all. That's all I want. Especially after seeing you today. All I want is to make you happy. Good. Good. Because I just want to make you even more happy. Oh, fuck. Well, Tanya, I've been waiting for this for so fucking long. Well, maybe not waited. I don't mean that in a way that I've been assuming that you're gonna come for me anyways. Well, you will come for me anyways later, but no, what I mean is that I've been thinking about this for so long, that's all. And yes, that's why I avoided you for a while, too. So it's an entire fucking stupid-ass speech of being all grown up and independent, and oh god, I just want to be with you. Even just for now. Even just for now. Oh, fuck. Shut up. I'm not tearing up. Shut the fuck up. You dumb fucking klutz. You stupid klutz. Don't you ever worry me like that again. I was ready to kill for you. Maybe not kill, just probably some dude is not gonna have the ability to make babies again. Which essentially kills his gene pool. Fucking men. Fuck, you look so pretty. Even if you fell down a fucking cliff, you still look so fucking pretty. Oh, here. Before we move anything further, are you okay with this? Are you sure? Alright. Well, even if you regret it later, you can take it out on me. I will tell you this. Now that I have you underneath me, I won't let you fucking regret it. You like that? Good, I like you too. Let me have a good feel of you. Fuck, these curves. Oh, this waist and these tits. You were so cute when you complained like that, but oh, don't you fucking dare. This is the only thing I want. This is the only body I want. I swear to God, I will do everything to make you feel good about it. You're perfect the fucking way you are. I don't care what anyone else says. I just want to make you feel good. Because your entire fucking being makes me feel good. Here. Let me just put this aside. I mean, I've seen you before whenever we went skinny dipping, but you know, I have to pretend I'm not a fucking pervert. Let me taste you. You taste good. Let me swirl my tongue around your nipple like this. Are you a little sensitive here? Hello. Do what I can to make you feel bliss. Small nips and bites. You know, if anyone asks about the bruises in your arm, you can just say they're hickeys. I know they don't look like hickeys, but maybe you have people dumb enough to believe you. After all, charm like yours. It's okay. I have concealer in the back. Well, we might not have exactly the same skin tone, but we can work it out. Now for the other side. I don't want you to feel Neglected now.
Your tits are perfect.
And I just... You know what? I'm not even gonna say it. Not gonna say it. Basically, you just know that. Just know that I've had some thoughts about it.
Why would I tell you my thoughts?
When I can just show you later.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one who's flustered right now.
Shall I go lower?
I can't wait. Yes, I have the biggest fucking grin in my face right now. But that's only because... As I said, I've had thoughts. Alright? And I'm about to fucking show you. Nice panties, by the way. Were you going to wear this for him?
Please.
That dumbass is not even going to be able to tell how long it took for you to pick something like this. Well, I am a very, very lucky woman then. That's all I'm going to say.
What am I doing?
I'm just tracing this lovely mound with my fingers.
No big deal.
Well, it's very lovely. Very nice. Very smooth. Very cute.
Fuck. You trim nicely down here. I'm just saying, you take care of yourself well down here.
I mean, I don't mind a bush either way. What matters, it's you. So, you know, I don't assume, but if you want to go a little bit further down the line, and you want to give me a treat, a taste of every different way I can have you, I don't mind.
Well.
Fuck. You're so fucking wet, by the way.
Yes, you are.
I can smell you too.
Relax. You're wonderful. And I can't wait to have you.
Fuck yeah, you taste good.
Sorry if I sound like a perv. But the woman of my dreams is lying down beneath me, and I get to taste you. I get to have you, get to eat you all. Makes me wish I was at that picnic so I can have you for dessert. Well, and let's not be rude to this little nub over here. Hello there. Are you sensitive over here? Good. Well, honey. I'm not gonna rush you at all. I'm gonna have you. I'm gonna taste you. I'm gonna have every fucking drop of you. Until you come hard for me. Because I've been thinking of all the fucking ways I can have you. And I wanna make sure I do you so well. That you're willing to have round 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 69, infinity, over and over again. I don't care.
What matters is I make you feel so good. I make you come so hard you see stars. If I can make you see the entire universe, I fucking would. Fuck. I can drink you up all day. Honey. All those fucking dudes do not deserve pussy this good, I'm just saying. Alright, I'm freaking you out. But I can help myself. I'm just a very happy girl. I'm gonna make you come hard. So tell me, does this make you feel good? I move my tongue like this. What about if I press onto your clit just like this? Like, push my tongue. Okay. If I do circles like this. Well, I guess I just hit the jackpot. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking wet. Let me try and go deeper. I'm not hurting you, am I? Keep going? Okay. I'm like this. Are you getting less? Good. I'm gonna keep doing this now. I don't want you to come so hard. I don't want you to see fucking stars. I want to make you feel better than any man has made you feel. Because as far as I'm concerned, I only have one shot to make you feel so good. I want to make sure you're going to want it over and over again. Because you deserve it. You fucking deserve that. Come for me. Come for me. That's it. That's it, honey. Come for me. Come for me. I'm gonna lap you all up. Oh, that's it. God, I love the way you quiver. I love the way your legs shake. It's okay, I'll be gentle. I'll be gentle, I'm just gonna lap you all up. I'm just gonna make sure I have every fucking drop of you, because this shit, as far as I'm concerned, is very fucking rare. At least for me. If you want to do this over and over again, more in the future, I'll still treat it like it's the rarest thing in the world. Shut the fuck up. I'm not that corny, okay? You're corny, too. Listen, I can't help it. But if this was a Yelp review, I wouldn't even fucking drop a comment. Because I want to be the only one who knows about this. I want to be the only one who gets to taste this over and over again. I have a weird logic, for sure. Then again, so do you. That was amazing. Me? Hang on, let me get tape. Oh, it tastes amazing. By the way,
you want to taste yourself, come kiss me.
Bet you none of those fuckboys would do you the way I did
you just now.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking happy that you fell down the fucking hill then, because otherwise we wouldn't be in this position. But please tell me you'll be more careful.
Good.
Listen, if you want to end up underneath me, you don't need to go rolling down a hill, okay? All you need to do is get your ass here.
What's next?
I don't know, I think... If you think this is a big step for you, you can take all the fucking time you need. If you just... wake up the next day and think, you don't want a relationship with me. You don't have to. But I'm just hoping that I made you feel good enough that you won't regret it. That's all. I don't want to expect anything so much right now. So when you kissed me, I asked you first if this moment would make you happy. If this moment would make you feel good. Not the next day, not tomorrow. You know, because I don't want you to commit. Unless you're ready. If you're ready. You know? What matters to me right now is that I made you feel good. And if you want some help processing things, you can still talk to me and I can... do my best to not overcomplicate things. Well, the only thing that matters to me is to make you happy. The way you have always made me happy. With you just being you. Okay? Now, I hope I wasn't too heavy, because I just realized that we still need to take care of those little bruises in your arms.
You still have to meet your parents, after all. So, I'm going to make sure you look well, pretty, and presentable for them. So let me get you some stuff to help you sort of conceal those bruises before they get a little bit too nosy. And, yeah. You can just stay there and rest and think. Whatever. I'll take care of you.